This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Nature Bee. Hey, it's Big O. In a virus-filled world, boost your immune system the way I have for 20 years. 2 capsules a day, sustained energy all day long. Order at naturebee.com and use my code Big O for free shipping. Naturebee.com.
Big O, why are you hating on Parcells? He is calling good money. He's calling good money on Tua that he can't depend on a full season. It's lazy, bro. It's lazy. Lots of guys have bad starts to their careers. You can fix his issues. I've pretty much said what he has to do. The problem with Tua, as I've said over and over again, he listens to people. And he has to stop listening to everybody out there. That he can't do this and he can't do that. He can do all he needs to do, but he has to play within his limits. And he has to understand certain things, okay? Like putting your shoulder into a defender. No, dumbass. And somebody's got to sit him in a corner somewhere and say, and play that over and over again and tell him how stupid he is for doing that. McDaniel doesn't have that in him, probably. But somebody, Daryl Bevel, better have it in him and say, you see this? I don't want to see this again, ever. Okay? Tons of quarterbacks never do that kind of stuff because that's stupid. You're going to lose that battle. And you don't run like Mahomes and Russell Wilson and Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen. You're not them. Stop scrambling around. You can win from the pocket. That's it. Mahomes, one of the things that I talk about all the time with quarterbacks is at one point or another, they're going to take away your mobility. When they take away your mobility, what do? Can you win from the pocket? This is why Lamar Jackson is not good enough. Because once you take away his mobility, he's done. You took away the mobility from Pat Mahomes. You think he's done? No. He'll sit there in the pocket with a gimpy knee and take your ass out. Tua can win easily from the pocket. What he has to learn, what he isn't. And somehow or another, he thinks he's Josh Allen, that he can barrel a defender over. Or Cam Newton. No, you're not, dude. And these are the things. I love the kid as a player. And was I worried about his injury history? From day one. Before they ever drafted him. Of course. But, like everything in life, you have to look at it and assess it. And I've assessed it. And one of the things that I've seen from his injuries are all from holding on to the stupid football. All his major injuries. That means he's taking all the normal quarterback hits on average with no problem throughout his career. Nobody will talk about that. It's you know what it reminds me of? Have you seen that video of Mike McDaniel where they say he's vaping on the sidelines? Okay, so let me ask you something. This is what we do in the media. This is what you idiots do out. Some of you idiots do out there. Okay, so everybody's talking about, oh, he's vaping on the sidelines. How come they didn't vape the exhale? Where's the exhale? Where's the exhale? Does it look like he's, but he might be biting a pen. But if he vaped, you didn't stick around for the exhale? Because you can't hide the exhale. I've been smoking for a while. I kind of know that you can't hide the exhale. Okay? And I think unless you're Bill Clinton, right? Yeah, maybe Bill, you know. Yeah, I smoked a joint, but I didn't exhale. Well, I didn't inhale. Well, you still got to exhale. You got to let out something. If you're smoking a cigar, if you're smoking a cigarette, if you're vaping, you got to exhale. So nobody ever talks about that. One idiot retweets it. The other idiot retweets it. One radio show talks about it. One podcast talks about it. They talk about it on TV. They talk about it everywhere. Oh, he's vaping. He's vaping. How come nobody vaped the exhale? I mean, or videoed the exhale. I don't see an exhale. Please send me the video where he exhaled. That's because he probably didn't vape. But it sounds great, right? It sounds great because he sounds like a stoner. He sounds like the Spicoli coach at times at the podium. I get that part. I understand that. So then we put one and one together and we say he's vaping and getting high on the sidelines. Or whatever, CBD or whatever, because plenty of people vape CBD. Where's the exhale? And then the problem is with Tua and you injury, you know, mongers, fear mongers, you don't look at the facts. He gets hit all the time regularly and he's fine, but when he starts to hold on to the ball, that's when all the other stuff happens. And so it's simple. Get rid of the ball, dude. You get rid of the ball and you'll live for, you know, another play.